Saturday, 18th of February. At last I've got to the bottom of Mum and Dad. I was beginning to suspect a post-Portuguese holiday Shirley Valentine-style scenario, and that I would open the Sunday People to see my mother sporting dyed blonde hair and a leopard-skin top, sitting on a sofa with someone in stonewashed jeans called Gonzales, and explaining that if you love someone, a 46-year age gap doesn't matter. Today she asked me to meet her for lunch at the coffee place in Dickens and Jones, and I asked her outright if she was seeing someone else. No, there is no one else, she said, staring into the distance with a look of melancholy bravery I swear she's copied from Princess Diana. So why are you being so mean to Dad? I said. Darling, it's merely a question of realising when your father retired that I had spent 35 years without a break running his home and bringing up his children. Jamie and I are your children too, I interjected, hurt. You only get one life. I've just made the decision to spend what's left of mine looking after me for a change. As I went to the till to pay, I was thinking it all over and trying, as a feminist, to see Mum's point of view. Then my eye was caught by a tall, distinguished-looking man with grey hair, a European-style leather jacket, and one of those gentleman's handbag things. He was looking into the cafe, tapping his watch and raising his eyebrows. I wheeled round and caught my mother mouthing, "Won't be a mo," and nodding towards me apologetically.